Report, Tyson Foods Incorporated plans to hire 42,000 more migrants. By Amy Furr on March 18, 2024. Tyson Foods Incorporated is reportedly hoping to offer employment to additional migrants. As President Joe Biden says he wants more of them to fill workplaces and jobs across the nation. Bloomberg reported on March 11 that Tyson is working with the nonprofit group Tent Partnership for Refugees in a hiring project that centers on those who have come through New York City's intake system. The company already has approximately 42,000 immigrants in its workforce, the report said. "We would like to employ another 42,000 if we could find them," said Tyson Human Resources leader Garrett Dolan. On Saturday, Fox Business reported the company is pushing back against the news and has accused the Bloomberg article of misinformation. The outlet reported, "In recent days, there has been a lot of misinformation in the media about our company, and we feel compelled to set the record straight," Tyson said in the statement. "Tyson Foods is strongly opposed to illegal immigration, and we led the way in participating in the two major government programs to help employers combat unlawful employment, E-Verify and the Mutual Agreement Between Government and Employers, IMAGE, program." Tyson Foods employs 120,000 team members in the U.S., all of whom are required to be legally authorized to work in this country, the statement adds. "We have a history of strong hiring practices, and anybody who is legally able is welcome to apply to open job listings." The Bloomberg article noted the Tent Partnership for Refugees group was founded by Jabanis Hamdi Ulukaya. He is a Turkish-born billionaire with ties to Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Global Initiative, John Podesta, and other globalist figures, Breitbart News reported in 2016. In 2018, Ulukaya said America should have an immigration policy based on humanity, the outlet reported at the time. The article also highlighted the fact that Chobani, like other corporations in the meatpacking and dairy industry, profits from mass immigration to the country, as the vast majority arriving in the U.S. are low-skilled immigrants looking for low-wage jobs. Meanwhile, Biden has said he wants a more orderly flow of southern migrants moving into work positions around the country, claiming they're the reason our economy is growing, Breitbart News reported on March 10. It is important to note that a February report by the Congress nonpartisan group of economic experts said Biden's flood of migrants would force down American citizens' wages over the course of 10 years, for Breitbart News.